Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This Sunday marks the 15th anniversary of the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. We all remember that morning. Cool air and a stunning blue sky as American Airlines Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175 both departed Logan Airport. At 8:46 and 9:03 a.m., hijackers crashed both airplanes into the World Trade Center towers in New York. Almost 3,000 people were killed in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania that day. More than 200 had ties to Massachusetts. So this week, we're going to remember several of those people by visiting the places in Massachusetts that were most important to them and their loved ones. Today, we first go to Pocasset, a place of deep meaning for the widow of Dedham native Jeffrey Coombs.
I'm Christy Coombs. I was married to Jeff, who was a passenger on Flight 11. The Cape is a place that was very special to Jeff. You know, he grew up there with his family, going there for summer vacations. It was someplace that he was really excited to show me the first time he brought me out to Massachusetts. The place was called Pocasset, Mass., and they were in Patchouset, which is a small portion of Pocasset. And we basically brought our kids up there in the summertime. We would spend every weekend there. There were two beaches down there. One was the big beach and the little beach. We spent most of our time at the little beach, sitting there looking out into the channel and watching the big boats go by and wondering if we would ever be owners of one of them. It's at the end of a little path, and you walk down this path toward the beach, and there's all kinds of seagrass and like a little inlet behind where the water sometimes comes up that high. Jeff used to go back there with the kids, and there's a floating boardwalk that they would walk on to collect crabs and see the little fish and things like that. We just go down and kind of and escape. His brothers found this nice little spot to put the rock. That's what we call it, Jeff's Rock, at Jeff's Beach. And so it's just it's a nice place. We don't have a grave site for him. So it's a nice place to go and just kind of touch his name and wish he was there with us.
That was Christy Coombs talking about one of her husband Jeffrey Coombs' favorite places, Pocasset. We're remembering Massachusetts victims of the 9/11 attacks by visiting places filled with memories for their loved ones. Newton native Amy Toyin was in New York at the Windows of the World at the World Trade Center. She was on the 106th floor on 9/11. Her former fiancé took us to the Federal Street bus stop in Boston's Financial District.
My name is Jeffrey Yonsky, and I live in Natick, Mass. So in September 2011, I was 26 years old. Amy was 24. We had just gotten engaged in Ireland, and we're starting to look into buying a house and planning weddings. Part of Amy's job was working, giving demonstrations and coordinating the marketing program for her financial products through Thompson Financial. And on that day, there was a trade show at Windows on the World of the top floor of the World Trade Center. I was working for Brown Brothers Harriman, and we were both living in the Newton Corner area. So typically after a long work day, generally we would coordinate time so we can meet at the Federal Street bus stop to take the same bus home together every night and sit next to each other. The Federal Street bus station is right in the heart of the financial district, right outside the Pregnant building. So I was able to shoot over right after work and just hang out for a little while. She would be coming from South Boston, so I was always keeping an eye out, watching the buses, watching the street to see when she was going to come. It was always the best part of my day. You know, no matter how bad the day might have been, it was always nice to see Amy because she would always greet you with a smile.
That's the sound of the Federal Street bus stop in Boston's financial district with Jeffrey Gonski. Our series, Remembering 9/11 Victims, continues tomorrow from Lake Cochituate in Framingham. We first aired these audio postcards produced by WBUR's Dan Mozzie back in 2011. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.